Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Ranger's Apprentice, The Royal Ranger, Book 5, Escape from Falaise, by John Flanagan. Read for you by John Keating.
Tie them up, Baron Lassany ordered. They're under arrest.
Maddie and Will stood silently while two of Lassany's men moved forward, plucked the rangers' sax knives from their scabbards, and tossed them to one side. Then they quickly bound Will's and Maddie's hands in front of them. Maddie tried to tense her wrists so that the bonds would loosen slightly when she relaxed them, but the soldier was awake to that trick. He slapped her wrists with the back of his hand.
That's enough of that, he ordered roughly.
She shrugged and released her muscles, and he strained the cord tight, preventing any possible movement. Before long, she felt her hands growing numb from the restricted blood flow. Lassany gestured to Prince Gilles, who was looking slightly dazed and confused by the rapid sequence of events.
Take him back to his room, he ordered.
A third man seized Gilles' forearm and led him away. The prince went without protest. Lassany turned his attention back to Will and Maddie.
These two go to the dungeon, he said.
Will and Maddie exchanged a glance. Will shrugged. There was nothing they could do to resist. They were bound and unarmed. The men who had tied their hands now drew their daggers and stepped behind the two rangers. Lassany, seeing they were offering no resistance, sheathed his sword and pointed toward the stairs.
Get moving, he ordered.
Will hesitated for a second and felt the sharp point of a dagger pressing into his back. He took the hint and began to move toward the staircase, Maddie beside him, and the two men-at-arms following close behind. Lassany and the other three soldiers followed a few metres back. They went down the stairs, passing the guard room level with the castle's battlements, where several yawning guards peered curiously at the little procession. Reaching ground level, they exited into the bailey. The prisoners hesitated, not sure which way they were meant to be heading. Another prod with the dagger directed them to the keep.
You could have just told me,
Will protested mildly. The dagger was sharp, and the prodding was none too gentle.
Shut up, he was told.
He shrugged and moved toward the heavy door that led into the keep. This time, mindful of the need to avoid another jab with the dagger, he seized the iron ring of the door handle with his bound hands and opened the door, leading the way inside.
Which way now?
He asked as they entered the keep.
Down,
the guard told him, gesturing toward the stairs in the centre of the vast hall.